van die hele zaak is over. Hier zien we de situatie. De Rambam schreef. De Rambam schreef de waarheid is zo meteen ongezegd. Oh, dan moet dat gewoon naar hier. Het waait. Oh, niet. Dat is over zo. Tashmish ja, die zorg, die laat kamu in de avond, die dat niet op de naar en die laat kamu in de avond. Die laat kamu in de avond. Oh, moet zo meteen over zijn. Tashmish ja, die zorg, kam, we zien. Tashmish ja, die zorg, kam, we zien de avond. Of, moet zag me kessen die zorg alweer. Dat is een positieve idee. Moet zag me kessen die zorg alweer. Dat is de collations, de delivers, nee. For the islands, so that's the Shmish Avizor. And as far as the Kreyus Avizor is concerned, so that is implicit according to Rambam in the possible call of Lachal Ben Zichrei. According to Rambam, so this deals with Shchitas Akko, not Avizor. According to Rambam, it deals with Shchitas Avizor. So even though the call of Lachal Ben Zichrei. The cover of the Halton Zifrei, he only mentions the Nisrahile, doesn't mention Nisrahile, but there is a Gemara in Avizor. The Naim Shetichelis Avizor also the Naim Shetichelis Avizor also the Naim Shenema, Vayitz Meitu, the Zifreneis. Zifreneis. So, it's the positive deal. Ma Meso Sobanoye, so that's a possible killing. So the Rambam said to Sivan Mitzvahs, that possible killing is only declaratory of the pshat, of the scope, of the Nisya that is implicit in the possible call of Halton Zifrei. So without the possible killing, I would say, the call of Halton Zifrei only implies in Nisya Achille, not in Nisya Noe. But since there is a possible killing, Zifrei makes him a mess of Sivan Noe. Av, Tikrei Vesavri Zoros Vanoye, so we may like know the real pshat in the call of Halton Zifrei. It's not only expressive of the Nisra Achille or the Nisra Anoye also. So in final analysis, the Nisra Anoye, Achille and Anoye is deduced from the possible call of Halton Zifrei. But, so we have different psuki. In regard to the Zohar itself, in regard to the Zohar, in regard to the Zohar. Now, here we are dealing of Saki, of Tashmish Avizor. It's not that the Saki is the idol itself, but it's used as Tashmish Avizor. Now, the Mishneh in Avid Zohar says, in Sechas Avid Zohar says, that one is not allowed to rent out his house to a Kenyan, to the Yid Chobim, because the Yid Chobim, Bisman Amishne, so they were accustomed to bring in all kinds of idols into the house. So if a Jew rents out his house to the Yid Chobim to heathen, and then the heathen will bring the idol into the house, So then the Israel, the landlord, will be able to love of the Sobitain of Zion. So we see from this Gemara, from this mission, we see So, even though he doesn't bring it that idol into the house, then he brings the idol into the house. But it's his house. It's his house. So the middle way, if he allows an Avizor to stay in his rishus, in his house, he's either a lamb derais. He's either a lamb derais. Now, Tinsis discusses how is it that today we're not doing that. And we went out, we said we went out battling with the Chovim. So it's so one, what, so one translation says that Shoi Chovim Shebeneinu, Eino Machlisi Libotayim, Avis Chovim Bikriyas, Elo Kishiyei Shomeis, Ui Shemit Alomus, Vigameis Isho, Inei Dino Iso, Is Inei Dino Iso, Is Muta. So, that's one time. And then he mentions, Rabbi Chaikin says, that the Yisrael, we saw it here, we saw it, the Rabbi Yochono, Mipne Shikorma, Shom Rotero, we saw it here, we saw it, Yikle Meima, we also are all be by Beisa in Israel Atzme, Shudo Bisekhe, Beidi Dobe, Vafilo Beat Israel, Kmo Ibn Suze, Shinechayu Boel, we Beisa in Beidi Dobe. Now the question is this, According to the Rambam, the love of something will be said, applies not only to the Zohar itself, but it applies also to Tashmishi Al-Zohar. So just as the same love implies the Nisra'anoi of Al-Zohar itself and of Tashmishi Al-Zohar, so the same love should imply a Nisra of bringing into one's house the Al-Zohar itself, or bringing into one's house Tashmish Al-Zohar. Mashiachin, according to the Rambam, that the love of the Sevitel Misecho covers as reference only to Al-Zohar itself, not Tashmish Al-Zohar. The Yisra'anoi of Tashmish Al-Zohar is implicit in the Pasuk Misach Mitkes Mizohar. The Pasuk of Misach Mitkes Mizohar only expresses a Nisa Vanoi, not a Nisa of Knisa, of keeping it in his bias. So the Melee, it should be told in the Machlekes. It should be told in the Machlekes between the Rambam and Rambam. The Mishnah says here that it's Osea to vent out the bias to the Bitchob. If we know that the Chobi will be Machlis, I'll resort into the house. So Tesis says, Ikashe, how is it that it's the universal practice, we're not married, we don't care, and we went out to go in, to Yichovim, our houses? So Tesis says, She, Yichovim Shebeneinu. So the first verse is, so, Yichovim Shebeneinu, Inu Machmisim Libotayim Avis Chovim Bikriyas, Elo Kishiyei Shomeis, O Yishenei Talomus, Vigam, we can only show enum elgimeisom is muta. Why the Stasis mention both things? Now the question is this. That he says, in Chovim Shebeneinu, in Machlisim Libotayim, Avilis Chovim, Bikvies. Elo kishayei shomeis uishenei kalomus vigameis isho enem ildineison is muta. It seems that he mentions two things. First of all, he says that they are not machlis avin is chomim bikriyas. And shomim bikriyas, they are machlis. What is the avizor of the Netzrim? The avizor of the Netzrim is the Yisrish. The Yisrish, they are not certainly not machlis into the house. So, what they could be machnis is pictures of the Yisrish, but they are not even the picture of the Yisrish. That's not our resort. It might be, I'm not invoking in their form of worship, but if they, in connection with the worship, so they use the pictures of the Yisrish, so then the picture of the Yisrish would have been of Tashmish HaRizor. What is Tashmish HaRizor? Tashmish HaRizor. Now, the big crosses, is Tashmish HaRizor. Then the Ramo says, in Yuchas HaRizor, in your day, that the big crosses, the crucifixes, that the women, that Christian women wear on their necks, are not also annoyed, because that is not used in connection with their worship. That is used only as a decoration, or as a lizikor in the Alma, because they believe in that faith, so the day that they wear. But it's not used in connection with their worship. So it's mutabano. It's mutabano. In other words, to sell, it's not also to sell a crucifix to a Netzer. But to sell the big cross, the big crosses to mainstream that are used in the churches in connection with their worship, so that's not an Israelite either, because they don't deify the cross, they deify the Isaiah, they don't deify the cross, but the crosses are used in connection with their worship. So it has a deen of Tashmish Israel. Now, when Teise says the Kasha, how is it that the universal practice is not to be makti, to rent out to houses to go, but it's also, so Teise says, because the Chovim Shebeneinu, in the Machlisim Ribotei Emagnis, Chovim Vikriyis, Elo Kishiei Shobeis, O Yishenei Tolomus, Vigamei Sisho, in Eidemei Sobutel. So, he says two things. They're not Machlis Ribotei Emagnis, Chovim Vikriyis. So in other words, so what's the Shite? So the Shite is that if it's Derech Hare, so then it's not Osa. If it's Derech Hare, it's not Osa. And then he says, Vigameis Yisho Enei Dimitzo. That's irrelevant. That's a purpose. He already didn't mention the parents. What difference does it make whether Gameis Yisho Enei Dimitzo or not? In other words, so what does it call the Arizore that they're going today? You see, the Bizman Chazal, so they used to worship all kinds of images. So the Arizore itself was the thing that was brought into the houses. But the Chovim Shebeneinu, who is the Arizore? The Isaiah. The Isaiah is not brought into the house. What kind of things can they sometimes bring into the house? The big crosses. So Teise says, the big crosses, they don't bring into a private house a big cross. Crucifix, that's not Tashmish Abrizore, that's what he's calling Mahomet. That is not even Tashmish Abrizore. The big crosses are Tashmish Abrizore. But an ordinary, the average lay going among the mainstream doesn't keep the big crosses in his house. That's kept in the churches. So when do the priests sometimes, I mean, that was Bisman of the Shem. So when one of the Christians was sick, so the priest, the monk, used to bring big crosses to the house, and he would tell the sick Christian to make a confession, and then he gave him the cross to kiss. I mean, that was their practice. So they used to bring the big crosses into the houses only when someone was on the verge of death. So he says, in Machlis Lubatina Rechon Vikriyas, Elo Kishei Shomeis, O Yishenei Tolomus, Vigamei Sisho, Enei Nevnoiso. So the Mele is Muta. So in Enei is Muta. So it seems, so why does he mention Gamei Sisho Enei Nevnoiso? Even when the priest brings in to the dying person the big crosses, so no one worships the cross. The cross is only used in connection with their confessions and with their worship. So it's Tashmish Abrizore. So, but they're not able it, so it's not Abrizore. So it's not Abrizore. So Mimele, it's not cross. This is what the thesis is saying. In other words, apparently, thesis is saying, first, thesis says, but Derechare, they are machnis. And what kind of Abizor are the machnis Derechare? They're not machnis, the Abizor itself. They say, they're not machnis into the house. So they are machnis, things that are used in connection with their worship. That's the Shlishi Abizor. So the first Derech thesis is that when is one idea, the love of Rizomi Deiva Misecho, only when he keeps it in his house there are clears on a permanent basis. But if somebody will keep in his house an Arizor, even the idol itself, just temporarily, for an hour or so, a day or so, he's not even the love of Rizomi Deiva Misecho. And then Tesis mentions the Vigabisi Shoy Neidim Misom. Why does he mention that? Because there is another Russian thesis, apparently. The other Russian thesis is that that by Rizori itself, so the love of Rizori Tehivol Bisechol, the love of Rizori Tehivol Bisechol would apply even when he doesn't keep it permanent, even if he keeps it temporarily, even if he keeps it in his house for 1 minute. Because the Torah says Rizori Tehivol Bisechol, he doesn't say on a permanent basis Rizori Tehivol Bisechol, there are 3 years. Rizori, even for a moment. So the melee, so the question would be, so we should not allow, we should not be allowed to rent out a house to the Chabad, because Bismaneya, whenever a Christian was sick, so the monk was accustomed to bring the crosses to the house, so they lay, so he says, because even when that is brought, so they are not, they are never aiming the crosses. The cross is only an instrument that is used in connection with the worship. So it's only tashmisha mitzvah. So in other words, so actually, it seems that Teisa says here two machines. What Teisa's kasha was, how is it that we are allowed to rent out the houses to a kohen? So one teretz is because the goyim today never bring a din derech liyes, only derech harei. But if derech harei they don't bring in the idol itself, the Rav Nizori is only the siege. So apparently the first lashon takes this holds that the love of Nizori they don't be sechel, which implies two things. First of all, not allowed to have hanoye of Avnizore, and then you're not allowed to keep Avnizore in your house. The same thing. So the first Russian takes as Avnizore apparently assumes that it applies, that the love of Risovitevum Bisecho applies not only to Avnizore itself, but also to Tashmisha Avnizore. So the question is, Tashmisha Avnizore sometimes are brought into the house of the Netzrim. Bismanom, not today, but Bismanom, it was brought in. Today it's not even brought in when a person is sick. But Bismanom, so the Tashmishi Avnizore were brought into the houses of the Goyim. So why was it put there to rent out the houses to the Goyim? So Teisa says, because the Israel of Risovite will be settled. Two, it applies not only to Avizor itself, Tashmish Avizor, but only if he keeps it in his house, he brings it in the Rachlias. Not if he brings it in the Rahoyimah. Then the second Roshin holds that even if it's the Rahoyimah, he's still in there, the love of the Sovitevo, the love of the Sovitevo of Mizah, the love of the Sovitevo of Mizah. But, They never bring in the Avizor itself. The Avizor itself never bring in. What sometimes they do bring in the Tashmish Avizor. But they're not even the Tashmish Avizor. They don't worship those crosses. So the love of the Sovitevo Misecho doesn't even apply to it. So in other words, the first Russian in Tesis assumes that, like Shida Saramba, that the love of the Sovitevo Misecho applies not only to the Avizor itself, but to Tashmish Avizor as well. But Bein Avizor itself, Bein Tashmish Avizor, it only implies an Isra of bringing it into the house the Rachvies, not of bringing it into the house the Rachavoy Raume, and the second teretz of Teisves is the code with the Shita of the Rambam. So anyway, in that country, as far as Avizor itself will be concerned, so even to bring it into the house that Chavoyimahom will be also. But it's not also in the Rachlias, because they never worship the crosses. So now, if it's also, if we saw it even with Zeho, applies to Shashmisha Avizor also, and it implies that one is not allowed to bring Shashmisha Avizor into his house, so certainly he's not allowed to put his hands. We saw the table, we said, oh, we don't even know how to do that. So, it's Yod Mamesh. Yod Mamesh is not Gahua, can his house. The Rishus. Bisomya Bisakon means Rishus. The Yad is also Rishus. But if we say like the first portion in Tesis, that the Nisa only implies that the love only implies a Nisa to keep it there years. So true, if one will keep a Davrizore in his hand there years, he'll certainly be able to Nisa. But if he just keeps it in his hand for a moment, let's say he wants to share a behemoth. So for while he shechted the behemoth, he keeps it in his hand. So then he's not there. But according to the second version of this, as the second version of this, so if that resort, if if those crosses had been worshipped by the Kohen, so then it would be also to rent out a bias for the Kohen, because the Rechave, he would keep the Avizor in his house, and the reason is why it's rooted rent out is because the Goyim never worshipped the crosses. So, in other words, so that washing takes place is in accord with the sheet of the Rambam. So maybe it's not Osa. But if it had been Avizor itself, so according to the washing takes place, then it would be Osea in the Rechave Valmi. So in other words, if it would be Mitzarev, two sheets. First of all, the sheet is a Rambam. Then the law of Misovitino Bisecho applies even to Avizot, to Tashish Avizot. That is definitely Shiz Rambam. And then the second washing cases here on Avizot, that it applies even to bring it into the house, the Rechave, not the Rechiz. But the second washing cases holds, like the Rambam, that the law of Misovitino only applies to Avizor itself, not Tashmish Avizor. But if you combine the two, the Shias HaRambam and the second washing tesis, so then to follow necessarily that it's also a Lechatrer Midraise to use Isakin Shalom Tashmish Avizor in Shechem Yibayne, because if he uses the Sakin, so he has to make it into his end. So that moment, it's not the Rechvias, but that moment, he has it in his end. And according to one washing tesis in Avizore, even the Rechave is also. But that washing tesis has the shite that he doesn't apply to Tashadmish Avizore altogether. So even the Rechave is it would be also. But the shite is the Rambam means that he does apply to Tashadmish Avizore, and the Rambam shite is definitely that so the Rambam shite is definitely that applies to Tashadmish Avizore as well. So the melee we can understand the Rambam as why the Rambam uses the washing of the Eved. A washing of the Eved, because the Rambam Shiki needs a lot of wisdom to the Zeho applies to Tashmish Avizore, just as it applies to Avizore itself, and possibly that the Rambam agrees with the second washing cases, that as far as the Isa of Misovit Eved Misaho is concerned, so he doesn't apply only to bringing it into his shoes, the Rechlias. Even if you bring the Rechare, so that's why the Rambam says, the Eved is Mutar, but the Rechatrim is also, not because of the Yisra Noye, but because of the Yisra of bringing it into his hands, into his shoes. And the Rambam Shite is that even the Rechare is also. Even the Rechare is also. All right, now. Sibgimu. All right, what Sibgimu we learned? Mitzidal, Mishimikalko, Mizanoj, Bahayero, Yibriyot, the member of the Rubin, Lachashite, so you say, Medes, regarding the bodies of Hishlachir, Rash. Sipe, we also Mishre de Musiket. We also Mishre de Musiket. The Insoy, the Bamoy, Muetis Kozu, Shori, we also Mishre de Musiket, and Sipi Shumisat. זהו ישנתו. ואם שוחד בו, כוסף הרש בו, אגיד לך לא יגיע למלך. ואם הוא תאר, ויחמו היא, כי נסחר סתו משחקו. ועדי יו ויורות זו כוסף, ואין צורך, דיברנו עם מועצת כזו שור מדיאל. עד כמה שם. So the two men שזה מחלקת לפי הרש בו בראש. The sheet of the rash boy is that if he did check, Abraham is connected, so then the element of benefit of Anoye is much more substantial than the element of Hefzeh, of loss, so it's certainly also Tishah. But if it be Tishah, So then he's not allowed to partake of the behemoth unless he throws into the Yam HaMelech the fee that he would have to pay to a person in order to rent out the sacrifice with which he could travel the behemoth. Because that's the degree, that's the extent of the benefit in terms of dollars and cents. Let's say if he would have to pay a dollar to a person, to a lessor, in order to rent out a sacrifice for shchite, so that means he divided in terms of dollars and cents $1 from that sacrifice shalavis of him. So in order to partake of the behemoth, so he has to throw it into Yamaha. And the horse says he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do anything. You told the Lord when he was on that, I told you. But Chaba lo Ayrekam, El Yazora Sisa Lishu Chathile, Abu Yelisa Abimo, Nisma Hamashikosa, Bismin Kukman Bey, Sheshom Ikre Din Leil, Vizel Shene, Sakim Shel, Abis Kovim, Sheshom Chagbo, Bey Musikere Sakida Asuro, Bismin Kukman Bey, is Kupen Beis, Sif Beis. So the Machaber says, Sakin Shalom Shishochen Baris and Mitam Nishol Mikalt. Vimo Yisro Beimu Misiken Esari Yisro Asuro Mipnei Shul Misakin. So what's the Roshon? The Machaber, that in the Eved, it's Asuro, because it's Misakin. Baris E Atikun Amoez Misham Shalom. So it's Mashma from the Machaber, definitely not by the Rosh, because according to the Rosh, even Beilu Misiken is the Eved, he's allowed to partake of the Beimo. He's not mechuyev to do anything, not even to throw the Hanoye into the Yal HaMelech. So, at time, the Rosh Naramba, the Rosh Beima, Chikola Beima, so the Shach says that the Shach in the Mechaber and Simen Kofler Beis is more of a Chumre than the Shit of the Rashi. We have a machta, two mentions here, a machta between the Rosh and the Rajbo. The Rosh thing is that he doesn't have to do anything. But the Rajbo says he's not allowed to partake in the Beinu, unless he throws the Anoyim Yal HaMelech. But if he does throw the Anoyim Yal HaMelech, he's allowed to partake. He says from Rosh to the Chabad and Simikum to the Beinu, it's mashma, that he's much more machmir, that throwing the Anoyim Yal HaMelech will not avail it. Even if he wants to throw the worth of the whole behemoth in the Yam HaMelech, it will not avail. From Moshe Mechaber, it's mashma. Because since he was misaking the behemoth through that saki, so the melee, by eating of the behemoth, he'll have anoyah from that result. Two, he throws, let's say the behemoth is worth $100. The behemoth, if it's sold in the market, it will be worth $100. So according to the Mechaber, Sakin Smith Mabeis, he's not allowed to eat the behemoth even if he's willing to throw away $100 in the Yal HaMelech. Because if he throws away $100 in the Yal HaMelech at the same time he eats the behemoth, so he'll be doing two things. First, he'll have anoye from the Sakin, and then he'll sustain loss by throwing money into the Yal HaMelech. But one does not cancel out the other. It's like a person who has anoye from his son anoye, and then he throws away the equivalent. So we'll say that he doesn't have anoye. If somebody will use twigs of olive, cassia olive, he'll use in making a fire, in making a stone. But then he'll throw away to the Yal HaMelech the value of the cassia shown by a kaya and olive. So we'll say he was not in there and he's there. Because the net result is that he didn't gain anything, he lost. So he gained, he benefited, and then he lost. So in the middle, he cannot, it will not avail. So that's the sheet of the Mechab. We also read that Shikola Rima Asur, when Shikosa Pshom received Kotmo, we think of a path, Shikosa, Mashma, Mashikosa Pshokono, Vistam, Vikosa Kiyil, Vichaloy, Yaman Melech, Viposa Kaorosh. So he says, since the Bach says, since the Mechaber says here, we also wish to be in the Kenneth in the Shemisaki. So, and he doesn't say that once he was Sheikhing with the Saki, so he has to do something. So, it's mashma, the Bach assumes that the Mechaber here passed this like Rosh. So he says, no, from Rosh to the Mechaber, it's mashma that he's even more machmir than the Rashbo. Needless to mention that he doesn't pass through like the Rosh. So he says, we have a result of Koshi. There's the Lebush. She can't go to Marit after Chathile. I will be sure that going to us, or be sure I know him. Muet is Kazu. At Kam, we will see him cook the baby's Kosa. We will show that go. Yeli Hanoi Yam HaMelech. Yeah, we are Melech. So it is still between the Lebush here and the Lebush in your day. We have share in Simon Cook the baby's your day. We have share the Hoche, or to the Lima, Shomesa Kova Beim, or Bidech. So there is a way of reconciling the two seemingly contradictory Lebush song, because when he says here that the Eved is Muter, he means it's Muter if he throws the Amoye, the Amoye Yama. And over there he says also, he also means not that it's also a Gamre, not like the Shite, that it's also a Gamre, but that he has to throw the Amoye Yama. Okay, nearly in a night, the whole kill Polish of a wash, we had any so, any only as a collabing. Do me a door for the pass. So the Shah, many times we find it in the Shah, where the Shah is clearly kind of tool in the Pshat in the wash. Even though the tool was the son of the wash, and it is to be expected that the tool knew exactly what his father the wash meant when he said something, he wrote something, but still we find many times that the Shah is really kind of tool, not on the tool himself, but on the tool's shitting dosh. So he says, the tool mentions that there is a machleket between the Rashbo and the Rosh as to whether, if you were Sheikhit, Bisaki, Sheikhit in Shekenis. Bisaki Shalom Mizor. Whether it's would have been able to partake of the Bain without doing anything, or he has to throw down Noyeli Amalek, the Scha, the remnant for the Saki, for using the Saki. So he has to throw Yalamelech, that's the Mahalik is. So he says, no, that this is not the Mahalik is between the Rajbo and the Rosh. As a matter of fact, the Rajbo and the Rosh are not chilek the Shach. Because what the Rosh says, you see, the Shittas Rambam is, the Rosh and the Rambam is, that if he shachs in his kenes, so then it's also there. And the Pashtas Rosh and the Rambam is, that even throwing away the Shach of the Saki, we are Melech, will not avail it to partake of the Bein. That's the Shittas Rambam. The Rashbo says that he has to, he's not allowed to partake of the Bein. But if he throws down the Yalazalech, then he will be muter to partake of the Bein. So the Rosh, what the Rosh says is to say that he disagrees with the Shite of the Rambam. But not that he disagrees with the Shita of the Rashbo. On the contrary, the Shach says, the Rosh agrees with the Rashbo. But the Rosh is only Chilik and the Ram. So, the whole to do is the Rosh Chayiso. Eine elo leesek ola beim o duvi do vezapas. Bitano, the whole apas asum o mitaiti. Heiche shum o mitzari. Vu em hanri lo chasano e yam o וכן כמה עושים מקוף מבייס, אבל מי דאו ראש והרשבו, דאו חי נילי חנוי סחרסקי, לישכי בו ירמלה, וחיבו חברה מיוחם הדיה, אבל תו וסוסי משל, הוא שורח אם נביאו, דאו ראש ומצליח, אפילו לוח חנוי ירמי המלה, וצורכי, ומקום בו כמרה ממשל והבח פוסקו כהרשבו, ואני נוי כמה חבר וכמה עושים מקוף מבייס. So, in other words, now, this question is whether, let's say, as to whether by Sheikhil Behemoth Misekenes, assuming that it's not Muter, just like that, but whether it's also Gamre, and throwing away the Aroyli Amalek will avail him, will not avail him, or it will avail him, should be told in a Machlekes between a Rashi and Tesis, in Arizal. Now, the Mishnah, The Mishnah das in Tesom Beis says, Lot on Menu Eitzi. It means Eitzi Mo Kisun Ayo. Or Ashei Rosh Al Gizore. Oh, don't make any difference. It can be a Kliyakel and all it. It doesn't make any difference. Lot on Menu Eitzi. The Mishnah is referenced to Ashei Rosh, but the Deen is a Deen that is based upon Isur Anoi. Not that Kashi. Even though the Mishnah is referenced to Ashei Rosh, but Ashero is something that does Manoe, the same thing would be true of Kayakar and all. Not on Manoe, it's in Asura Banu. In other words, if he took some wood from Ashero, from Gizore, so he cannot have Hanoe from him. He sick when the Sakano, in Chotash, Yutat, in Yoshan Yutza, of a base of Kas, Asura Banu. Suppose he takes 18 Shalom Gizore, or Kayakar and all, and he makes the oven, and then he bakes Pas. So the pas was baked as a result of the heat that was produced by the eating soil, whether it's a shiro, by a kerem, or so the ukhri is not allowed to eat that pas. That pas is not allowed. Because by eating the pas, you will in effect have an oil from the eat, even though you're not eating the eating, you're only eating the pas. But the pas was implemented and affected through the Eitzi Arizore. So by eating the past, you will have anoye from the Yisur Anoye, whether it's Arizore or Akerem or... So, also anoye, Nisal of Achilles, suppose that past was mixed up with other past, so Kuma Asim of Anoye, because that's our work of Arizore, Midrabon, is a relevant one. So, Kuma Asim of Anoye, the Blazer in here, Yeri Hanoye of Yamamalech, only in Pila Bishop. So where do we have that aloha of Yilchanuya Melech Reblezer in this Mishnah? That's the Mokhi. And the Chachonim Achilkan Reblezer. But we pass like Reblezer, not like the Chachon. So here, in Tesom Medalev, there is a machlinkis between Rashi and Tesis. When we pass like Reblezer. So Reblezer says, Yilchanuya Melech. Rashi says, that Yilchanuya Melech, when Reblezer says Yilchanuya Melech, he is referenced to the pas itself. To the pas itself. Even though it's not Nisar. He just baked pas in a tunnel that was heated with Atiyashir or Payakir or. So then the pas is also Banoe. So Reblezer says, there is a way to eat the pas. Let's say the pas is worth 50 cents. The pas that was baked in that oven, that was heated with the Asher Shal Yisrael, so it's worth 50 cents. Let him throw 50 cents in the Yom Noah, then he's allowed to eat the pas. And we pass like a blessing. Teitzi says no. When the blessing is Matir, Yelich HaNoel Yom Noah, and then eat the pas, he has reference to the case of Nisar Bachiris. So we, the Rabbis say, it should be part of the law, Yom Shvi Yomish. But we, the Rabbanon, Abri Zorei, Afu Mele, Loi Boto, Son Mele, there is an Eter, Ligabi Tarubes, of Yelich HaNoel Yom Noah. In other words, suppose, so one piece of pas that is worth 50 cents was Nisarit with 1,000 other pieces of pas. So according to the Chachomim, everything is also Banoye, all the 1,001 pieces of pas are also Banoye. The brother says, no, all he has to do, since he was Nisarit and there is really people, but there is a Chumre, that Avizor is not Boto, all he has to do is just to throw it in the Yalanova the words of that pas. Since there is people of Yom Yomish. But if there is no people, then the Rebbezer is made there. That throwing the Anoye and Yom Noah will not avail. That's the issue. And the Rambam Shite is like Tesis, not like Rashi. Now, so, whether we say, now, here we have the Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. When Rebbezer says, here the Hanoi Yom Noah, does Rebbezer have reference to the Avizori itself? And I'm sorry, to the pas itself, not Avizori. The pas itself that was baked in an oven that was heated with the Avizori, or he has reference to Tarubis. Now, so, Now, the Rosh distinguishes, the Rosh distinguishes between, the Rosh distinguishes between, between, between Ofer B'yes HaPas and Shoch HaBeinu Mishtes. So the Rashbo equates, the Rashbo equates Ofer B'yes HaPas and Shoch HaBeinu Mishtes. Saki Shoch HaBeinu Mishtes. So Mele, he says that all he has to do is to follow the Anoye Eliyahu HaMelech, the Rashbo says. Now the Rosh is the house. Bypass. So the whole pass was came to be as a result of the Atziah Mizrach. Mashiachin here, the behavior was not raised through the Saki. The Saki was a contributing factor because without the Saki, so then it was also Bachur. And through the aid of the Saki, so it became the Bachur. But the behavior as such was not implemented, was not created, was not produced through this, the sacrificial desire. So Mele, we don't have to be in Hamadamara. The Pashtis is that the Pshat in the Rosh is the way the Torah says Pshat in the Rosh. Because whether it would be Osaligam or only to throw away the rental of Yad HaMelech would depend upon the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. But the Rashi and Tosfos. But here the Rosh is distinguishing pas from Saki Shal Mizor. By pas, so the pas was produced through the Isurano. The pas. Mashiach came. Sakim shall shchito, Sakim shall resolve that is used in the shchite of the behemoth misukeres. So the behemoth was not produced or even implemented or even strengthened or raised through the Sakim. The behemoth was the same behemoth before the Sakim was used. But before the Sakim was used, so it was also to partake of it. Because of the Isra of the Nahal. As a result of the Shchite, so it became Mutabachle. So that it's only minor contribution that was meted out by the Sakin Shal Mizore. So Mele, it doesn't apply to the behavior itself. But then, so Mele, so the Rosh is really the challenge between Ofer B'yes HaPas and Sakin Shal Mizore. She shocked about the Hebrew Sikhenes. But what would be the Svore to say that because of that Svore, so the Mele, it's not Muta like that. But to be Mele and Anoyel Yeramelech, that is required according to the Rosh. Why should it be Yeramelech and Yeramelech? And why should the Aruches Anoyel Yeramelech be effective? Because of Ramazan's Din. But then it depends upon another Shalom, whether Ramazan's Din applies to the Be'er, of the thing that was Niska through the Isur Anoye, or it only applies to the Tahides. So the Mele, since the Rosh distinguishes between Pas and Saki,
wieder überraschen, denn die Jele Chanoel Yamamelech applies even to the Pass itself, not only to the Talmud. Because if the Rosh had agreed with the Shita of Tainzes, then the Rosh wouldn't even have to mention all that. He should say, how can Elochas HaNoel Yamamelech be effective? Elochas HaNoel Yamamelech is only effective vis-a-vis a Talmud where there is Bittu. But there is a Chumre, the Talmizor HaFilbel of the bottle. So in Mele, we have a Kule. And that Chumre we have a Kule. But here it's not a Chumre, it's the behavior itself. The behavior was Niska. The behavior was Niska through the Sakish HaFilbel. So in Mele, Halachas HaNoel Yamamelech should not be effective. Why do they have to mention? Because the tikkun done by the Sakin is only a minor tikkun. It's not a very substantial contribution. Apart from that, because here, it's not shaykh to say Melech HaNoel Yamamelech. And here he says that he doesn't have to be Melech HaNoel Yamamelech. So that means that the pshat in the Rosh is the way the Torah says. Alright. Saki for the Chobi. Melisosam HaMechaber. Mashma Deb'ayim. Bistam Saki. Usfiru Eke Rajbo. Yavo Damu Kaim Yil Kamu Simen Kufrot Beis. Stam Kiru Shol Yitchobi Meni Yeimon. Sham Saki. Dimitech Shetashbish Ito Deya. Vistome Shamul Sey Toch Opono. Vyeise. Afilu Eile Vyeim. Vyeim Kosa Abo. בסימן צדידאו לסיכות מחופכשת, זהו בהסמכה, והרחשו. וכי הסכומס הפוסקים, וכי מיר להתם דברה שפרקם לחום, צינים, מדברך הכל בו, והפוסקים, לביצון ממשכות מסך של בוסו, ומרשו, מרשו שום, סימן נווי סמין את העשרו של מיר. מי הוא עם הסקי? בינימי, אפילו ניר להין שהוא נוקי, מכל שומן, וישוחד להין, צורך קליפי. וכנימשמע דעשה קייסס וראש ויסמק סייף ואבים כופרמציין וסמן ואגויסמן ופרזיין וכנסו הסייס ואי אפשר שגם הרשבו מידו לזה. Now this shach is very strange. So he says that if the sakin is a bengeime, so אפילו נראה לעין שהוא נוקי מכל שומן וישוחד בו ייצור לחויבי. So first of all, as far he says, Efsher in the Rashbo is made. The Rashbo certainly does not have that chip. The shaft is very strange because the Rashbo in his chidushim and who dafres. So he mentions the stira between the Gemara dafres and the Gemara daf kufidalos, and how does he reconcile the stira between Shmuel's member of Nachman Bashmuel, the shachit shel shchita also after the viseach. And the Gemara Dafres, the machlokes between Rabach and Rabine, how does he reconcile the two Gemaras? By saying that everybody agrees that even Rabine, who says Sakin Shel Treifo, so his Bitzene doesn't require a gole, but he agrees with Rabach and Mashmuel's din, the Sakin Shel Shchito is also Achron Viseach. Why? Because the Misashchite, the Chil Misashchite, coupled with Duchke Misakine, the Rashbo says, is hot enough to be Mavliya even into the hard Sakin, not only into the soft Bosom, Misashchite, but even into the hard Sakin, as to whether it is hot enough to be Mavlit from the hard Sakin. And that point is a machleket between Rabach and Rabine, and we pass like Rabine, that while it is hot enough to be mavliya into the Hatzaki, it is not hot enough to be mafrit from the Hatzaki. But it is hot enough to be mavliya and mafrit from the soft bosom of the Mishashrit. So Mele, that's why even Rabine, who says the Tzaki shall pray for, all he needs is to rinse it in cold water, and he doesn't have to make a gole, because even though he doesn't make a gole, so the bria will not come out, but we're not worried. He can still use it on the behemok sheiro, because the chimis hashchite will be incapable of extracting the bria of the shamunis of faith. Therefore, mashein kei, Rav Nachman Shmuel, he says, Sati Shal Shchito, it was the way Adam, even land that is a non-sticky substance. So the Rebbe's Ashkita is capable of being Mavliya into the Haratzaki. But so the Haratzaki. And then when he cuts a hot apple with it, so the Chemoish of the hot apple will certainly be capable of extracting the dam from the Saki. So that's the Shite of the Rashbo. So the Rashbo says explicitly in his Chidushim, that Chemis Ashrite is incapable of being mafrit from the Hatzaki. And the Rashbo in the Chidushim says explicitly that if the sacking is spotless clean, if the sacking is spotless clean, and if your nage yud poomi bikarka kosher, so you remove thereby all the shamines that is impregnated in your surface, then you can use it. You can use it in shechting the meyot sheol. So what he says, v'yef sheshek marashbo meyozeh. The answer is that the Shach did not have the Chiddush Rash Baruch Hu. He only had the Teres Abayis. And in the Teres Abayis, he didn't spell it out. So the other Nisikerim, even though they too didn't have the Chiddush Rash Baruch Hu, but they are Chiddush Kandesh on the Shach, because they were midayit from the washing of the Rashbo in Teres Abayis itself, that the Rashbo Shite is, that the Chiddush Rash Baruch Hu can only be mavliya into the Hatzaki, but not be mafli. And there is a diuk haloshim. How but in the Teres Abayis it's not spelled out? Mashiukim the Chiddush Rashbo Achum. So the Rashbo spells it out. That's why the Rashbo says. And then, so what the Shach says, Rashbo Shagam Rashbo Meiloze, that's definitely not so. Because the Rashbo in the Chiddushim explicitly says that if you are neitz yud poomim bikar kakoshi, as a poomim, and there is no bear, you don't have to worry about the bliyeh, because the Chiddush Ashrita is incapable of extracting the bliyeh. But even what he says, uchinimash rastesis v'orosh v'asmai, it's not so bold. It's not muchach at all. Because all the Teisa says, Taser says is tzorich lahami b'yedim boshi basyemo di lavoche amai kelif v'rav hostam kelim shel yichovim enom yemo. So Taser can be explained in two ways. Either, you see, it could be, Taser could be explained as the Shach explains Taser, assumes in Taser. In other words, the Taser, when Taser says so Hamibo, Bielin Boshi Basyemo, Tetzves applies the Gemara of Rav to a sacking that is spotless clean. And still Rav says Kirei. So the question arises, why does Rav say Kirei at all if it's spotless clean? So we have no problem with Ben. We only have the problem with Bliye. So why is Kirei? So that's what Taisa says. Rav is reference to the case where we know it's Basyemo. So Mimele, it's not problem. But if it's Stam and it's spotless clean, so then it's Muter because Stam came in on the Amon. And Taisa says applies Rav's memory to the case where the sacking is spotless clean. Because if it's not spotless clean, so then it's, even though it's it, so if it's not spotless clean, so then even if we know that it's an enemy, it will still be awesome because the Shach assumes that Teisa Shita is like the Rashbo. Teisa Shita is like the Rashbo, that something a Shabunis that adheres to the surface of the Sakim, the surface of the Sakim, so does not become Pogo. Does not become Pogo. That's one way. But we could explain Teisves. The Teisves, on the contrary, Teisves Shita is that, like the Rashbo, that if it is spotless clean, then the Chilvus HaShchita could not extract the Shamunes Yisrael, the Blias Yisrael. But, Rav has referenced to a case where the Shamunes is Tochal Gabi Asaki. So why does Teisves say, Tzorch Lahamid B'yedim Bo Shehipas Yemo? Because Teisves Shita could be like the Shita of the Rav. The second portion in Siman Kuf Gimel, that even Shamunes that adheres to the surface of the Kehle after 24 hours becomes Pogo. That could be the Pshat. So it's not Muchach in Teisves. And then, as a matter of fact, even the Rashbo himself in Mishneres Habayis, even the Chidushim doesn't say it, but the Shach will mention that Rashbo. So the Rashbo in Mishneres Habayis, he himself says, not like the Roshim, the first Roshim in Siman Kuf Gimel, but he mentions the possibility that when the Tzidoma Muet adheres to the surface of the Kehle, to the surface of the Saki, then after 24 hours it becomes Pogo. That's not like the Shite of the Rashbo that is mentioned in Siman Kuf Gimel, if it's Tzidoma Muet. Now let's see if it's Tzidoma Mehuba adheres to the surface. Sometimes you have a lot of grease adhering to the surface of the Kehle. So then it doesn't become Pogo after 24 hours. But if you have just a Mashu adhering, so then the Rashbo in Mishneres Habayis mentions the possibility that it can become Mishkan. So even the Rashbo can have that Shite. So certainly, I mean, Teisves could have that Shite. Alright, now. So he says, וכדמש מאמיר מסכים בימי, אפילו ניר לאין שהוא נוקי מכל שומן, וישוחד בו צורך פליפי. וכדמש מאדס הטיסוס, ואורוש והסמק סיפלה במקוף המצאים, סמק בעבור סמיים מפריבצאים וכמחו לסועס, ויהיה אפשר שגם הראש בו מיד לזה. In other words, that the Chilvus HaShchita can be mafrit כדי קליפה, בלי הסיסם, which is definitely not the Chilvus HaShchita. Mitaimei the Chilvus שהוא בימי, בלייה בין השם, בית השחיתה, מה שבקליפה ססקי, ואף אגב ונקיע בחיים, בית השחיתה, להפיד בלוי של סקי, כמו שקוס ברשבו, וסיעלתי לו, חמחן ניצי יפון מקל קושה, אפילו הוא בימי, כי מבוי הבטר סבייס, מקום מוקים, אם הוא אינו עצו, יש קיע בחיים, בית השחיתה, להפיד מה שבקליפה ססקי. You see, the Rashbo in Tiras Habayis also says that it cannot, the Chilvus HaShchita is incapable of being mafrit from the Hatzaki. But he says what he means is it's incapable of being mafrit from the interior of the Hatzaki. But to be mafrit from the klipe of the Saki, that it can. But in the Chidushi HaRashbo, Anchum, he says explicitly that if you are made, you'd probably become a koshe, then you can use it. Then you can use it, and you cannot, you don't even have to be killed. So that piece that the Shah didn't see. He only saw the Teras Habayis. He didn't see the Chidushi HaRashbo. כמו שקוס ברשבו, בשיאי כולכם מהן ניצי יפון בקר כקושי, אפילו בימי, כמבויה, because ניצה שיפון בקר כקושי is only capable of knocking out the shamunis that is impregnated into the surface, but not the shamunis that is absorbed into the interior, even the clip, but the Shach says no, in the very interior not, but the clip yes. That's what the Shach says, but that's strange, that's difficult. Kosh, lochem al nitzit bom mikar kosh atu b'yevi, ki vrit az abayis o, mikol bo ki nurin lo atzo, yishkeach, b'chein b'yis ha-shchite, lehafrit ma shi mikrit az asaki, elo she'im, no atzo, b'holcho, eise ha-klipo ha-dako, en keach, b'chein b'yis ha-shchite, lehafrit ha-bolua, lifni me'yis ha-klipo, v'chein lechia b'plishe, sivo, והבר מקום דסח עם היסקו ופוסח דבר רשבו ומונוקי אפילו בימי מוטה ולמה אני תרצה בה so the Bach says that the sheet of the Rashbo is that if it's Noki so then if it's Vyevi it's Muta and that is the sheet of the Rashbo as it is Muchach from the Chidusha Rashbo but the Shach is Masa Kamuva Mi Ubi Mordechai Perikam El Chum Mashma that you need to be Mohammed Nisaki Vyevi Uboyiklip so even Nietzsche you see the Shach is forced to come to that conclusion that Nietzsche's Yud-Bom in the Karka is effective even to extract the Ebriyah that is in the periphery of the scale of the Sakh. Because the Rashbo in Tiras Avayis himself, he says, that if he was Nietzsche's Yud-Bom in the Karka, then he's allowed to use the tzachim for shchitas beinokshayot. And the Shach assumed that the Rashbo Shiti is, that Chimis HaShchiti is capable of being mafrit from the klipa of the tzachim. So the question is, how can the Rashbo say both things at the same time? On one hand, that Chimis HaShchiti is capable of extracting Bliyeh, not from the very interior of the Kehle, but from the Klipa, from the periphery of the Kehle. So Chimis HaShchiti is capable of extracting. On the other hand, the Rashbo says explicitly in Teres Avayis, not only in the Chidushim, in Teres Avayis, that once he knocked it, he banged it against the Karka 10 times, so then he's allowed to use the Saki in Shchita Beinokshayot. But the question is, Nietzsche's Yud-Bom in the Karka is only capable of removing the band, knocking out the band, not even what? So the mailing was forced to the conclusion that Nietzsche's Yud-Bom in the Karka is not only effective in knocking out the band, it's also effective in knocking out the Balua from the periphery, from the cliff. But we don't have to say that. The Rashbo Shite is the Shite like all the other Shite. The Nietzsche Yud-Bom in the Karka is only capable of knocking out the bear. Even the bear that is impregnated in the surface. But not Mula. But it's not capable of extracting the Balua even from the Klipe. Why was the Rashbo saying to Teres Avayis that once he was made Yud-Bom in the Karka Koshe, he is allowed to use the Saki and Shire Benukshayo? Because the Rashbo Shite is that Chimis HaShchite can never be mafrid a Balua, even the Balua from the Klipe. But the Shach assumed, he took it for granted, that the Rashbo Shite is that Chimis HaShchite can be mafrid even a Balua from the Klipe. So maybe he was forced to come to that conclusion. And then he says, "You will be Mordechai, come to whom? Mashma, that you will need to Muhammad the second name, who boy Klipe." I mean, that sheet of the Mordechai, on one point is the sheet of all the Rishayim. That needs a Bikarke cannot take out a Balua. Needs a Bikarke can only knock out a bear, even the bear that is impregnated into the surface. But not the Balua, even a Balua from the Klipe. But the Mordechai, where is the Rashbo Shite? Is that Chimis HaShchite is incapable of being, of extracting a Balua from the Klipe? The Shite of the Mordechai is that Chimis HaShchite is capable of extracting a Balua from the Klipe. That's why the Mordechai says, "Mordechai, come home, Mashma, that we meet some man, we sat in, we gave a boy, we give a ramba." פרק י"ז בעשור הסירס, נירד למחנה ניצה כלל ביסקים של מתכוכבים, ביסקים של מתכוכבים משחיתם. אין שם, כל היפול ביתי.
March 6, 1981, ראש חודש עד השני, שנה טוב של ממעלה.
סיב זיון, מטר, סימן יו סיב זיון. But I just want to go over again that part, because he mentions the Rashba, and I don't think at last time we discussed it sufficiently. I did allude to it at one time, but I want to go over Sivov again in the Taz. Val kocha yesh mikol, pirush yechiv gomor, v'loy ki mashmoy za shokono, v'dein al hiva mitzu, v'chei posek ha-shaul yish lahachle v'shotem. Why? Because most of the shaming pass like Rav, not like Rav v'achon. V'yik shol yishayim, ma'ish lehochet ha-sinam b'sachim shol kusi, ho-kaim ron, distam klei kusi meinam li-yimon, ומאיש למיקוד של חלטי בפרק מאמינים וכן מדבורי חריפים ושים את הליבות דיוסה בסך יש אופוסים דחוף ומחולי ומה שהוא נשלח so we say by code של חלטי so then it is עושה why? Because since it's a בחרי so mainly it's משביח but if it's not a בחרי so then it would be muter why? Because stam keilim meinam neyemon. So here too, why do we say he has to be kelei? V'kir tzor rosh v'atis, v'ez b'och ha'mayr b'yadu ha'shazak v'yei. In other words, when does Rab say kelei, if it is yadu ha'batis v'yeine, but stan in ha'chanane, he doesn't have to be kelei. V'yarashbo kosem shim ha'v'yeine, v'yoch ha'oseh v'shintich ha'sisea, shu'u b'en ha'asaki, v'chol ma shu'u b'en, ein nivga, afilu b'cham yon. That's the shite in Siman Kuf Gimel, the first portion of the Mechab, that vis-a-vis a shamunis that is nidvak to the surface of the kele, so then it doesn't become pogum after 24 hours. Only bulua becomes pogum, but not in the end that is doguk, that adheres to the surface of the kele. So this is the Rashba shite. Now, in Siman Kuf Gimel, there are 2 days, 2 shemes in Shulchan Aruch. The second motion is the sheet of the Ram. The sheet of the Ram is that even in connection with the Shamunes that is Dobuk to the surface of the Kele, after 24 hours, it becomes Pom. It becomes Pom. Alright. Oh, so. V'chol ma'ashuvein in Nivgat v'v'cham yom, u'v'kot shol chalpiz, e'ch'shash yisabem, she'shom ma'ayrev u'nikiyach v'chempeni. Ustam Khamboni Yeshua, so the question is, so by course of Haltis, why do we base the Isya upon the technique of Achari? But if it had been in Achari, if it would be Muter, but there is the Shamunes doesn't become Pogum, so even without Achari, it should be Osea. The answer is that it's Noki. So there it's only a question of Bolua. Bolua, after Misleis, becomes Pogum. But by the Achari, so, it becomes mushbach. Alright. We stamp somebody who shall kill the king. Vain shall rosh hashi the bulua. Who was them a hand in the end. Who we preach a hik shall a rosh. The may kill kam vishuna shall a saki. So the rosh says that when does Rav say killing? Only if we know it's a beyeme. But if we don't know that it's a beyeme. So then we say stamp killing vain on the emot. So it's all right, even if there is shamnes, but in regard to the Gemara, so tzonim shechotche b'sakim shel boso, so tzonim shechotche radish that was cut with the fresh kenai, so also l'achol b'kusach. So you can, that radish cannot be eaten with milk. So the two machines are rashi. One portion of Rashi is because of the shamunis that adheres to the sun. But, so according to that portion of Rashi, suppose he made sure that the sake is spotless clean, the fresh sake is spotless clean, and then he cut the radish with it, then it's muta rochel b'kusach. That's why? Because it's an inyame. It's an enemy. So that, even though it's a Bachari, because that cheating of Rashi agrees with Rishayim, we discussed it, it was a Bachalo, that not every Bachari revives his Mashbiach, the year before Tampon. Only certain Bacharifim, the Bachari, like Chiltis, that's very, very sharp, but the Radish is not so sharp.
He's not so sharp. So it's also the Bahari, but not as sharp as it's not as chilis. Then the other Roshim Rashi is that even without the shamans, so Balua, and even though it's more than Misraes, it stayed Vidikfei Hasaki more than Misraes, because not only Chiltes has the capacity of being Mashbiach, something that is. Of him, but even tunnels. So the question is, so yes, to increase the Ikshal Rosh, the vehicle can be shown in Shavasak. My Hindi Simon Tabitbo, be tunnel Shachot Chibis Aki, retirate, the whole Hemayah of Islam came in Shokus. So here the Rosh is making be shown in Shavasak. He's making a mission to Asaki. And there, Bitsonu, Shahot Misaki, we say in the Bitsosia. The Tira is not a minor mistake in Shokus. Kishem Sham will be stomach in the Yemei, Hochanan on Binambei, stomach in Kunachio. That's why the sacrifice of Jehovah, the Rosh says, only if we know. But if we don't know, in Astam it's Muta. Also, my rabbi Israel, Kishim Sham will be stomach, Ab Yemei, Hochanan stomach in Kunachio. So there, the Rosh agrees with the first Rosh in Rashi that the reason is why Sakin Shalvoso, Shechot Chobitzonim, also Mochum Nikoisech, because in Astar, there is Shamanis. And we don't say it's free. Only the Kabigoyim. Goyim are more marketing and cleanliness than Jews. That's what the precious is. Alright, but we don't, in the same group called Beisi, Dalek was for Hege, we can be clear, so you have been on, Stom of Enemy, we told the boy of the two, Shehevi Machlekes or Rosh the Rajbo, we might be, we won't more, I mean, maybe it was a slip of my tongue when I said that going more market than Jews, there are some who say that, but that's not the pshat in the Prisha, because the Prisha doesn't say that, there are some, only Poskim who say that, that going more market than Jews, and Jews not, but this is not the reason as to why the Prisha, because the Prisha here, he bases it upon something else. He says, because so this is not a pshat in the Prisha. Others say that there is a distinction between Goyim and Jews because Goyim are more makpid on cleanliness. But the Prisha doesn't mean that. The Prisha bases it upon something else. He says, he assumes that only Gabi Kibbe of Goyim will say, Stam Kibbe in the Yemo. Because Goyim don't keep on cooking all the time as much as Jews. So they also distinguishes between Jews and Goyim. But not from the point of view of cleanliness, but from the point of view of the constant cooking. Jews have a habit of constantly cooking. So the male, but going, so they cook once and then they will not cook, they will not use the same pot within the same 24 hours. So the male, since going are not in the habit of using the same chili constantly, so, and they are disposed not to use it, so then the male will clean it out if a person uses a kale, and then he doesn't intend to use it very shortly, so he cleans it out. Because if he will not clean it out, so then he'll wait to a day of 24 hours to clean it out, then to be so dried up, the shamunes, it will be difficult for him to clean it out. Mashayim can choose when they cook something in a certain kele, and let's say an hour later they intend to cook again. So why should they clean it out? I mean, if they do clean it out, they'll do a rough job. They will not make it spotlessly. If the person doesn't intend to use the kele for some time, so then he's disposed to make it spotlessly. I mean, that's human nature. But if he intends to use it in another hour again, so just rinse it roughly, and he's not going to to spend any time making it sparklessly. So the time of this, the cliche is not that goyim are more makpid. Other posts mention that there is, that goyim are more makpid than it is. As a matter of fact, the Mordechai says that. It's not just the Achemi. The Mordechai says that goyim are more makpid than it is in Jews. But the cliche doesn't mean. Because he bases upon the fact that by Jews it's ain't a behemoth, and whereas by goyim it's ain't a behemoth star, and by Jews it is a behemoth. Which Rudok, the Psilku from Daisy, Dalek was a heavy, the Gambo Yisola Musa Bilim. It's all the way of the two, Shayli Machukis of Osh, Rajo Maitri, the Lomo Hosh of Osh, Gamki Lisa, Bien Shalasaki. So, in other words, the Rajo in the name of Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason is why Rapsas came in, because of the Bed. Of the Bed. So, Mele, this Aloha of Rab of Kaylee applies to any case, not just to a case where you know it's a Bed. Mashiach in the Rosh and Tesis, they say that when does Rav say Kaylee? Not to every case, but to a specific situation where we know it's a behavior, where we know that the Kichovim used it for Varisa, let's say, within the 24 hours prior. But if we don't know, it's Muta. So the question is, at what point is the Machlekes between the Rosh and the Rajah? Oh. The Lomo Nisro, the Kula, the Sophic is at the right. The question is, why does the Rosh say that Minastam, we don't have to be killed? We don't have to be killed. But after all, it's very likely that there is Shamunes of Israel adhering to the surface of the Saki. So why is it so major? Headed involved in Israel Rabbanan, all right, so it's not gracious. So we can be tailored the reason. But it's a question of the reason that I say. So why is he naked? The only one is really after the piece of the other time with Gam. Whose shita is that? That's the shita of the Gam. So he says, no. Because the Akal Meidi, Til Muhar Mechama Tuchte, the Maish Mech Mechazisa. I mean, why did he say, because the Akal Meidi, it's not Akal Meidi, after all, in Simen Kum Gimel, the Mechama Mech is not Shele, so why that's difficult, why the Taz? So apparently the Taz, he does not agree with that shita of the Ram. So Mele he says Hatami. Alright. The Maish Mechtrazisa, Motosi Visiva Mishver Sabait, Shekosa Mizel Mishine, Vatir Saze Shatam Mishim Shamides, Beno Asaki, and Gam to be Xas, the Dobra Nika Lay, the Tiha Shamunes Muete, Shalbit the Asaki, after Mishai to Nibgim of Xas, the Koshki Gishene Vieme, the Nivin Hayim Mechtrika Shalboso, ושל שומן המרובה, וימדת בפני עצמו יתיחה מרובה, ואוי נשאל ויעבר זה ומקבל לסתם ונרגימו, והניסויים מיד על זה. הניסויים מיד על זה. Now, so the Rajbo. Now the Rajbo, he is the one of the Schweizer. He is the one who mentions that chicken, that it becomes problem after 24 hours only if it's a Bula. But if it is a bear, so it doesn't become problem after 24 hours. And that's the first portion is in the Gimel, in Tamuz. So here, the Rajbo in his Chidushim, and Chum, both, and the Fres and the Kufit Aleph. So he mentions that Shite of Rabbi Yehi has the Kasha. The same Kasha that all the Shein has. Why does Rav say that it's Kelei, but that all Stam Kelei in the name? So, in respect to that kashe, the teachers and the Rosh say that Rav only says Kelei if we know it's a name. So, the Rajba mentioned the name of Rabbi Yehi. No. Here, since there is Shamines that is Toch, Al Gabi Hazaki, so the Mele, even if it's an enemy Yehi, it's still Osa, because it goes in the Kampo. So, the Rajba, in the name of Rabbi Yehi, mentioned the Teretz twice in Chum, twice in Chum. And he accepts. However, in Mishneres Abayis, and in Teres Abayis, he also accepts in Teres Abayis. However, in Mishneres Abayis, in Hilche Shchite, so the Rashba says, Ani Migam Gimel Kzas. He's not 100% sure. In other words, he has his own. That may be, if it already stayed in the Shamunes, that the Stoch Al-Gabi Asaki is already more than 24 hours old, So then it's muta, so we wouldn't say ke. In other words, so when does Rav say ke? If we know, in other words, so the Rashbo is the Gamke Mitzas, perhaps the Rosh is right. That's what the Rashbo says. But the Rashbo in Chidushim and Tiras Abayis, he doesn't express his Gimbo. But only Mishneh as Abayis. So he expresses his Gimbo. In other words, and here he says, in other words, he is not. There is a possibility. In other words, he is more disposed towards the Shite that anything that is to talk al Gabi Saki, so remain is not, does not become problem after 24 hours. But there is a possibility. He has certain misgivings about it. That's what the Rashba says. Now the question is this, does it mean that the Rashba is not sure about his shite that is mentioned by all the poskim, the name of the Rashba on the first lashon in Shulchan Aruch, that we only say it becomes problem Ligabi Golua, but not Ligabi a Shamunis that adheres to the Saki. That's difficult. And then the Rashba here says, Vanigam Gibiltas, the Dobo Hanika Lai, the Ticha Shamunis Muyetes, shall date me a Saki, after we Nishaiti Nikomuktas, the coach Nikishaile Vienne, the coach Nikishaile Vienne. So, isn't it strange? He says, "Diticha shamunes moetes shaldet miyasaki afilu mishaito nivgi moktsas." So it means it's nivgi moktsas even if it's not in the end. Because then he says, "Be conscious in the end." So what does it mean? So he says, then it's a conscious. Then it is needless to mention that if 24 hours had elapsed, so it's mashma that he has. He expresses a doubt, maybe before 24 hours expired. Isn't that strange? Before 24 hours expired. So then, if Mulu Amamish is Tam Shuma. So how could it be that the Shumena, Atoch Al Gabi Sakin, is more Kal than Mulu Amamish? Here we have a machleket between the Rajbo and the Ram, Ligabi Shamunis, that is doubled to the surface of the Kaler. So the Rashba Shittin is, it's more homo than Mulua. And the Ram says, it's not more homo. But that something that is dogbook to the Sakin should be more cow than Mulua. I mean, that's inconceivable. But isn't it what he says? He says, we coach in Shinnele. Vein vin rai mechtiche shal boso. Vishal shumin hamurubo. Vein menin l'atmo. Vitiche melba. So what does it means? That he talks of, he distinguishes between Idova Muet and Idova Merub. So in other words, so the Rashba emphasizes that perhaps it becomes problem, even with Shaita, even before 24 hours. Certainly, after 24 hours, so there is more of a reason that it becomes problem, only if it's Idova Muet. But if it's Idova Merub or not, with Idova Merub or not. Now, so the question is, what is the demarcation line between Dova Muet and Dova Muruba? So we have to know. What is the demarcation line? I mean, the Sabbath of Echon is surely. What is? Let's say, if it is large as this, so then it's Dova Muet. It's a little larger, it's Dova Muruba. What is the demarcation line? He says, we have to understand. And then he says, V'tzvei mivin rayim michtif eshol boson, v'shol shumen ham yerubo, So Chtiva Shal Boso, of course, is completely distinguishable from Shamunis Hadvuko. Because Chticho Imenit Niatzmo, if he had a piece of meat that is placed in the pot, so naturally it doesn't become problem after 24 hours. But we are talking about what it says, Vishal Shumen Hamrupo. So the Shumen adheres to the circle of Kaili, it doesn't stand with Me'atzma. So even that is distinguishable from Idobo Shamunes Mu'etes. So what is Mu'etes and what is Shamunes Mu? And then he says, Roi shall be a banzel, Mikabel Estar, Vinilgimo, Vanisoye Meikazel. I once mentioned that there seems to be a suffix Now, we have three kinds, we have three categories. We have Bolua Manesh, and we have Shamanes, that is going to the service of the king. And then we have, which you can call semi-Bolua, but it's not really Bolua. Sometimes, so some Shamanes, some Greece, becomes cleaves so hard to the service of the Kile that it is semi-Bolua, but it's not really Bolua because you can see it. But you see, that it's impregnated into the surface of the Sakhi. This is the most difficult thing to clean out. And the way to clean it out is by straightening it off. That's the Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah. The Tzaki Shalim Jehovi, in order to be mishtamish, to be able to be mishtamish b'tzeinet, he has to lay his bikarka as upon it. Oh, sure, if he fires it off. Why? He's mashed the Tzaki. What does Hashchoseh do? Hashchoseh scrapes it off. And what is bathing in the karka kosher 10 times? It also scrapes it off. So in other words, so all the Rishonim say that even if you did niitze the karka as a promi, you can only use it with tzeinet, but not bechad. Why? Because niitze yud promi mikarka cannot extract the bari. You see, the shach said, we even told the shach in Sibor. The shach shita is that needs a good bomb in the karka can knock out even a bolua that is in the thin periphery of the kelim. But this shach is there from the Rishonim, it doesn't appear like that. From the Rishonim, it appears that needs a of the karka kosher good bomb can only knock out a bear. But there are two kinds of bear. Sometimes you have a bear and it adheres to the surface. You wash it with water. So you clean it out, and sometimes you have a certain bien that is impregnated in the surface. You can use 100 detergents, and you can rub it with water 100 times, and you will not be able to knock it out. But if you scrape the door, then you knock it out. But it's not real bulwa. That's not real bulwa. From the shach, it is. Apparently, the shach in Sibol, he assumed that whatever is impregnated into the surface is considered as a bolua in the thing, in the klipa adaka. It is interesting, he says, Shev, mikol mokim ul noach ul ishkiya b'chim b'ishashkite lehafrit mashi b'klipa sasaki el oshim noach ul v'hom cholo eiso ha-klipa adaka in kiya b'chim b'ishashkite lehafrit ha-bolua lefnim le-isikli. According to the Shach, and the Shach involves a little bit of a difference, because from the Rishonim it appears that Nietzsche the Karaka cannot extract a Balua, not even a Balua from the clip. And the Shach says it can extract, but the Shach apparently talks of two kinds of clippers. A clipper, a regular clipper, a full clipper, and the clipper adak. I mean, it's not something that I'm sure. Because the shach will be made. There are certain things that are mavliyak in the klipa. Let's say mavliyak harei kolosea. So it's mavliyak in the klipa. So suppose something was belay, a kele was belaya, aldin rich. Was belaya yisea, aldin rich. Was belaya yisea. Suppose let's say bimaleach, let's say mivele or chile or chazer in a certain kale. In a certain kale. And let's say it's not in the Roshon. Because if it's in the Roshon, it's Mavliya Bikule. But if it's not in the Roshon, so it's only Mavliya Kelikulipe. And then you will cook a Dvar Heter in that kale in which you are Mileach Isa. So that Dvar Heter will become awesome. But suppose before you cook the Dvar Heter, you will knock it out bikarka kosher esapon. You knock it out bikarka kosher esapon.